John Gruden the other night said that Greg Williams told you to lose like 15 pounds this offseason. Is that?
I don't know if he told me. It just kind of happened just and then happened. Looked better. Yeah.
What kind of motivated that?
I mean, just position change, getting off the ball, not being an outside linebacker, and then just kind of fitting in the body that I feel most comfortable in. So I just worked out and got into my best shape possible, and I happened to be losing a little bit of weight, and so that's what happened.
Is that really just working out? Was there a special diet or anything?
I just ate healthier than I did in college and stuff, yeah, for sure. Definitely ate healthy. Did a good job of making sure I knew what I was putting in my body all the time, so that definitely helped.
Does that mean, does it feel better?
Oh, yeah, I feel a lot better moving around. I mean, 15 less pounds, a lot less stress in your joints, being able to open up and run better and cover some space.
How close are you? Because obviously we know about how athletic you are and the stuff you did in high school and basketball and the dunk contest in college. Are you kind of closer to that weight? Or?
I'm lighter than what I was in college. Okay. Yeah, I was like 235, 240 in college, so I'm lighter than that.
Okay. Now that you've kind of got that opportunity in middle linebacker, what's different from this year compared to last year?
Yeah, I'm in the middle, being the mic backer, setting the defense, making the call, so I have to know all of the adjustments and all the calls to make to kind of get the whole defense set up, which is a lot different than last year, being an outside backer. And then just and being in the middle, I'm not on the edge of the line of scrimmage, taking on tackles and tight ends every play. I'm in the middle kind of reading, depending on the call, my fits and stuff might be different. On the end of the line of scrimmage, your fits are pretty one or two gaps every time. So now, depending on the calls, it depends. So I just got to know my stuff and then being a lot more. So I'm pushed off the ball, run into the ball a lot more in terms of scraping over the top and trying to make plays.
Obviously, you never want to win a job because of a teammate getting hurt, but you seem to have had a pretty good camp as well as first two preseason games. How do you think you've played in those two preseason games, and what do you think you've shown?
I think I've done pretty good. There's always things to correct and things to get better at, and I mean, the whole premise of the defense is to fly. Find ball, see ball, get ball. So if you make a mental error, you make a mistake, but you fly to the ball, coaches will live with that, and that's kind of what I've been living by. And, I mean, I think I've been doing a good job with the defense. I'm not busting every play, but I'm just trying to fly around and get to the ball.
Are you more comfortable in this defense? Is it a better fit for you?
I definitely feel more comfortable. I mean, I felt comfortable last year, but just the scheme, the attitude that the coaches bring, I think is fitting, not with just me, but the whole defense as a whole and the whole team competing against the offense every day and getting everybody amped up. So I think in general, the whole defense feels better and more comfortable.
We talked to Blake probably last week or like the week before, and he said that, even going back to college, he saw you as a guy that belonged in the middle of the floor, not outside the floor. Were you completely comfortable last year?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I played in college. Yeah. A 3-4 outside backer. So I was comfortable doing kind of the similar stuff. Obviously, the NFL is bigger, faster, more physical. So, I mean, I had to get stronger and try to set the edge against the NFL. It's different than in college. But, I mean, from my standpoint, I felt comfortable. I felt like I was doing what I needed to do. And obviously, the NFL is a huge jump for any rookie. So there's that as well.
With Greg and the energy that he brings and how he conducts a practice, some would maybe be taken aback by a personality like that. But it really seems like you guys on that side of the ball have really embraced what he's trying to do or what he's selling, if you will. Could you just, touch on the impact of what Greg has done for your game?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, he's known for being an upfront, in-your-face kind of style of coach. And he's told us in meetings that he's just trying to create stress out here in practice because there's no other stress. There's no fans. There's no adverse situations. So he's trying to yell and scream and create stress on all the guys. And, I mean, the first thing he came in, the first 3 days, I think all he talked about was attitude and getting a baseline for the foundation for a new defensive attitude as compared to last year. And I think that's just the defense has taken that to heart and taken it by storm, and I know I have as well, just embracing that. And, you're going to get yelled at. It's a professional business. You're going to make mistakes. You just got to take it with a grain of salt, know that they're trying to get you better. And, I mean, you've seen on the field everybody's flying around having fun. It's not like we're out there being afraid of making mistakes so we're going to get yelled at. So
a lot of younger players will talk about the thinking part of the game. You know, when they're in a new scheme or whatever, they're thinking about doing the right thing as opposed to maybe just playing the game. Where are you at, like, in that process? Are you still thinking about doing the right thing, or are you comfortable enough where you're just out there playing, reacting, and it's just coming naturally to you?
Yeah, I definitely think pre-snap, there's a lot of thinking going on. I got to set the defense. I got to look at what the offense is presenting. But if you do enough thinking pre-snap and you can kind of get a picture of what they're doing, then you just get your eyes in the right place. And as post-snap, when that's when you react and make plays. So I think I'm in the middle there. I'm trying to this coaching staff's been really good at getting us tips and alerts and of what offenses are trying to do, what our offense practicing against our offense for the last couple months has been trying to do. So we got to get our eyes right and know what's they're telling us a story pre-snap so that we'll be able to play it post-snap with instincts.
Just speaking of Craig, do you happen to remember your first time getting yelled at by him?
That
reputation?
Yeah, the first meeting he stepped in was just, he came out the gates loud and just up front and in face. And that was not like our defensive meetings last year. So, I mean, the first meeting we had in OTAs, number one, was up in your face, loud, and yeah, I can definitely remember that. I don't remember all the words he said, but he said them thousands of times since then. The same combinations of words. So.
But I mean, everybody seems to eventually love the guy. They love the guy right off the bat. What is it about him?
I think you just respect what he's bringing to the table. Yeah, he gets in your face and he yells at you, but if you talk to him outside of the building or up in his office, like, he's a normal guy. You just can see he wants the best for you in the defense. And he gets in his attitude and he gets saying his stuff because he's trying to create stress. He's trying to see who can play under fire. And then, I mean, you respect the guy because he calls great defenses. He's always been a part of top 10 defenses wherever he's been in the NFL. And I think you can see we've trying to change the culture here, and he started that, and we're embracing it. And everybody's flying around having fun, I can tell you that.